Seattle's a relatively young city. A lot of our local history is told in photographs, and many of those photos are in the collection of the Museum of History and Industry, or MOHAI. Not so long ago, MOHAI received a unique donation, tens of thousands of photographs of Seattle's African-American community. They were taken by a man named Al Smith Sr. After Smith died in 2008, his children thought MOHAI might like to have the collection. Marcy Silman paid a visit to MOHAI's Georgetown offices to see the Al Smith collection.
MOHAI's photo curator, Howard Giske, leads me into a refrigerated room with a very loud generator. Stacks of cardboard packing boxes fill sets of metal storage shelves, and some of these boxes have handwritten notes on them that say things like family album or business photos.
These came mostly from Al's basement, more or less. As you see, we assembled a few boxes and got them from there to here with a very, very rough and ready way to identify what we have. And our work is now cut out for us to refine that, of course.
The room is too loud and really too cold to record an interview there. Giske grabs a couple of boxes of photos, and we head to a quieter spot. I was curious who this guy Al Smith was.
He was born before the Depression, but worked his way through school and high school. He got out of high school about the time the Depression was still a real problem for a lot of people. And his first career move was to jump on ships and traveled the world at a very young age. As he told it to me, this was what got him inspired about photography. We all love to take travel pictures, right? And he had had sort of an interest in photography, but not much of the means to buy a camera.
As I understand it, there isn't a lot written about him. He wasn't a professional photographer. He wasn't a commercial photographer by vocation.
He didn't have a studio, but he did make a little money at it. But it was, I would say, a side part of his means of support, for sure. During the war years especially, he worked at the shipyard in Bremerton, later with the post office. He had all kinds of jobs. The photography was something he just had to at least make it pay for itself, I think. And so he would go to the nightclubs and take pictures one weekend, come back with the prints, and sell them the next weekend.
So it's sort of, in a sense, the way there are people who take photographs of running races or marathons, and then at this point they put them up online, and you decide if you want to buy a picture of yourself. He was selling photos back to people whose images he shot?
Yes, I'd say that's true. And
what era was he photographing Seattle?
Beginning in the early 40s. To the rest of his life through 2008.
How did you meet him?
He called us up out of the blue in about 84. Unfortunately, we don't have the records there. MOHAI had just acquired a very big photo collection, and we advertised on the radio to draft a crew of volunteers. We needed a lot of people to help us work with this large collection. And 30 people showed up on the first call. It was amazing. And we had two dark rooms working in those days. The prints were being made by people who had some skills, and Al was one of those.
Did you know when you first met him that he had this collection of photos?
Not exactly. He was a very modest, easygoing kind of a character. And within a year or two, he began mentioning the fact that he had some pictures that he'd been making through his life. And did we want to take a look? And I said, well, sure, yeah. And I didn't know quite what to expect. And they're just wonderful. There's no doubt about it. This is one of the 40 or so boxes that were donated to us by Al's family, Al Smith Jr. and Cheryl, his children. This is the tip of the iceberg. It's fun stuff. And you'd ask, was Al professional or not? After he began learning photography, he worked with a medium format camera, and he bought a Speedgraphic, big 4x5, very at that time professional camera. And he said, I could get into any circumstance and situation with that. I could cross police lines. I could get past the club security because it looked very serious and professional.
We're in plastic sleeves, which
yes.
I assume I can touch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This says, I'm not sure.
Joe Louis.
Joe Louis the boxer?
Boxer, exactly, yeah. If something was happening in town, Al was there.
Really?
Yeah, and especially in terms of black entertainers, sports figures, celebrities. He kind of took upon himself, I think, to document a lot of visitors and, of course, things that were happening just from neighbors and friends and the local clubs and so on.
Well, let's walk over to the light table.
Sure.
And look at things that you think would be fun to look at. People don't even use these anymore,
no,
do they?
No, this is like you use it to prevent seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, good. Now. Let's just stand
this
over
will cheer
it.
Us up. Ah, it's a nice sunny day today, but we don't need this thing.
Okay, so
you can see it's a huge variety of topics here.
Old timers, women, and Bob and John something 10/16/1949.
Right, which is pretty good information. And this is a boxer. There's a boxing ring here. They're in a gym. Al himself boxed a little bit. And there's Joe Lewis, so we've definitely got a boxing thing going here. But then Old Timers Women, what is that? That was an organization. And I don't really know a lot about this now, but my understanding is that this is an organization of people who came in the early part of the 20th century, black people, to the Seattle area. And what we did in conjunction with Black Heritage Society, we stopped by Al's house pretty much one day a week for, more or less a year. It took some time off, but there was a group of people brought in to help identify the photographs.
So when we talk about the importance of this particular donation to Mohai and to the people of Seattle, what's unique about this as opposed to other things in your collection?
It's Seattle's black community, for one thing, but it's also one family's life story in a way, and we don't have much like that in our collections. We have small sets of photographs, maybe, and you were mentioning snapshots and family pictures and so on. Some of those, certainly. We tend to have the official photojournalism and news or commercial work pictures of buildings, but this is intensely personal. It's friendly, just like Al was. He was just a great guy, and you get a sense of this human being here making his way through his life. And it was good.
That's Howard Giske. He's the photography curator at Seattle's Museum of History and Industry. The Al Smith Senior Photo Collection is not on public display yet. Mohai still needs money and extra help to sort through and archive this huge collection.